Wes has been in with us. He obviously picked up the calf injury, and I told him at the time, you know, take as long as you need to get that right. He shut that down for a few weeks then, started to come back, and he's now trained consistently the last 5 weeks. He's played in the Premier League 2 games with Damien Johnston and David Dunn's team and did very well, been fantastic in the games, but equally been a huge influence on young players. And that's the type of man he is. I mean, he's a consummate professional, and he has those leadership qualities both on and off the park. But it's great now to have finally secured that. And again, he'll be involved now in 18 on Saturday, going to Derby. And I think he'll help us enormously. He'll help the players on the field, and equally, I think he can be influential off it as well.
You said that he's going to be useful for you on and off the pitch. You've now got a player within your group who's won Premier League titles, Champions Leagues, cap for England. And obviously he's an older member of the squad now. Are you going to look to him to get members of the squad now?
Yeah, I mean, what I've spoke to is, and he's already, as I say, played a part in terms of helping the young players, because he's played with them in a number of games. He's trained with them, and he's really been, I think, a tremendous help to Damien and Dunny. And I've said, you know, you can still help in that respect. I mean, he's did a number of his coaching badges, and the important thing I always felt is you play as long as you can play, because that's the best game in the world when you're a player. Go and play and love the game, and he does. But equally, he can pick up bits and pieces on the other side while he's doing it, and I'm happy to facilitate and help in that respect, because I recognise he has tremendous qualities within that. I think that will help him as well, so he can do as much or as little, but he will help those young players, no doubt about it.
So he signed a deal with you, and he's also going to be involved with coaching the under-23 side. So how will that role kind of work logistically? How will he be able to split his time and dedicate his time to the under-23s?
Yeah, so we're very clear on this. I mean, Wes is signed primarily here as a player. First and foremost, he's here as a player. What I've said to him is that I would help, because I've did it. All my clubs have been with senior players. I allow them now and again to do bits and pieces to help in that respect. Now, Damien and David Dunn will still take the Premier League too. It doesn't have any bearing on that. It's just if the games are there and, as you say, time constraints, but time permits you to be there, then he can pop into those games. Equally, even after training, if some of the younger players say, Wes can do a wee bit of this and that, he's there to do that. So he can do as much or as little, but the important thing is that he remains fit to play in the team.
Are you looking at the free agents of players who are out of contract in that market at all? Are you happy with what you've got now? Obviously, it's difficult for managers this season with the emergency loan being scrapped.
No, I think it's a great question. I think, obviously, with the emergency loan being scrapped, of course, you know, you still get inundated with free agents that are available for a number of reasons, whatever the circumstances are. I think where we are just now, our concentration just now is trying to get the group we've got fit and healthy. And once we have that group fit and healthy, I think then we'll be fine until, obviously, we go into the, as it always happens, the next transfer window, which is January. But at the moment, I think we've got what we've got, and we'll look to make the best of it. And as I say, if we look back in our last 5 league games in particular, we've actually been playing very well, and certainly worthy of more points than we have. But the important thing is we continue to perform like last Saturday and gather the points that those performances merit.
That win last Saturday against Rotherham, you must have been delighted with it, just to get that first win out of the way. 4 different goal scorers as well. How important is it to build on that platform and take that kind of form into this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I mean, I think we were always, when we came out of the international break to start the games, we were always going to be charged with a difficult period in respect of, I think we had 5 out of 7 games away from home. So from the 2 home games, from 7, then of course. But the important thing was within that period, taking points. And we've taken points from those games. We probably should have taken more. If you think Queen's Park Rangers away when we've drawn the game, probably could have won. Leeds United certainly have something from the game, and then obviously the win last week. So what we have to do now is go to Derby when it comes about, then obviously home at Sheffield Wednesday and Birmingham away, and gather points, and then that will set us up for coming out of the next one, because I think after the next international break, I think we have 7 of 11 at home in the next period. So it's important now to build, get into that, so when we come out of the next one, we're ready then to kick on and go from there, and I think we're capable of doing that.
Conceded a lot of late goals in recent games. Is that something that you're working towards? Can you kind of put your finger on why that's been happening? Is it fitness? Is it a mental thing? Why you haven't been able to just see the games out?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at them, I mean, I think they are avoidable. The great thing last week was that we scored a very late goal. This group, they're, you know, physically, mentally very strong. There's no issue with that, but it really comes down to just a lack of concentration sometimes. I mean, one or two of the younger ones, but we don't, as I say, look to vilify anybody, because we win, and if sometimes if we've lost or drawn, then we do it together. But it's important that, as I say, we look to address that where it's avoidable. A couple of them, as I say, being from a set play when some, one or two of the younger ones have just switched off and they've been caught, which the Championship can do. But I think the great thing about last week was that having lost a, to make it 3-2, a relative late goal, we pick ourselves up with some wonderful chances to get the fourth one before we did. So it showed how strong we are. How, I mean, last week, the physically, the distances, the high intensity, the sprint distance we covered, that's been our best of the season so far by, you know, by a good distance. So we're certainly showing that, that level of physical fitness is of a high standard.